This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is hour number three, and we have Dr. Dan Royal on, DOJD, head of the First Nations Medical Board. He has the Turtle Healing Band Clinic in Las Vegas. He does amazing integrative care, which, by the way, goes well beyond regular medicine because your level of knowledge of the terrain, of both the biochemistry, biology, stealth pathogens tied to infectious disease. Every disease has a terrain problem. And you deal with that in your research, including everything from low-dosage hydrochloric acid therapy to IV vitamin C, the IPT cancer therapy, where you do insulin potentiated chemotherapy, amplification, after doing tests in the lab in Athens, Greece, lots of neat things for detoxification, etc. And I can tell you, people, you have to understand that what's going on, medicine is being left in the dust, aren't they? Regular medicine is, to me, 20th century. We are in the 21st century. And Dr. Dan, we've had a really interesting discussion last hour about a number of drugs we talked about with Dr. Greg Ford. It was an MIT CIA agent who was renditioned after he discovered the shipment of 30 bioweapons to Iraq, and then later the 3 BSL labs set up there, and then later shipping those in 2010 to Dr. Liu in China. I saw this documentary last night late with China in Focus NTD, and they tried to claim it's all just the communist Chinese. That's a pile of crap. Our agencies completely collaborated. Our medical system collaborated. That's why all the criminals around Donald Trump, like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and all these little so-called epidemiologists, they're hiding things like even the antiviral drugs have been researched for years and the anti-rheumatological drugs. But ultimately, this is a terrain problem. That's why it's going away, because it's people getting more sunlight. They're getting vitamin D. If we simply raise our levels of zinc, it blocks the RNA polymerase. In fact, we talked about this in the last hour with some of the antiviral drugs that are available right now, including anti-rheumatological drugs. In fact, I'll pull up the screen on there for a second. We have, where is this one here? This one here is a tocilizumab, which is a monoclonal antibody that blocks interleukin 6. I have it on the screen. If I go to pull up the other drug, famaviravir, of course, and the drug, which is the remdesivir, the drug, the antiviral drug patented by a member of the Communist Party, is directly tied to Gilead Sciences and Bill Gates. I mean, people have to understand this is an evil that China is basically a laboratory, and our medical system is totally collaborative with this, aren't they? The medical system of the Western nations is collaborated with the ignorance of the public and the polypharmacy, which destroys the ability to bioconvert nutraceuticals and to protect your body's terrain, is contributing to the fact that senior citizens on a half a dozen or a dozen drugs, their immune systems are shot. No wonder they're a victim, because they have no vitamin D, they haven't been in sunlight, or they don't have zinc inside their cells or other nutrients or antioxidant cells, like, as you say, extra virgin olive oil in their body. And it's no wonder the virus goes haywire and destroys their mitochondria and they die. And it's like altitude sickness that can cause a secondary infection. And they damn well know it. That's why they have these reserve drugs to protect the global elite of the people. So if they get infected, they can take these drugs, or they're going to make billions of dollars or force vaccinate and chip you. So I'd like you to comment on this, because I've got your website up, which is pretty neat. I mean, it shows the actual situation here where we have your Turtle Healing Band Clinic. People don't realize there's alternatives to conventional medicine that's totally non-toxic, that's totally safe, and can, beyond my nutraceuticals, we can actually do special therapies in your clinic that can save people's lives, having from cancer and other problems, right?
Yep, that's correct. We have a patient coming in today, for example, to do the hydrochloric acid injection. We like to do it as a preventive and as a treatment, but we do it in two parts. So we give an IV push, and then we give an IM injection, so they get an immediate and a delayed response. It only takes about 5 minutes, so it's very quick and easy. It can be done anywhere in the world.
Right. Now, here's the point. When I hear these people panicking, like these crazy demon rats, I don't call them Democrats anymore, I call them demon rats. So they got to stay shut down until they get a vaccine. These people are nuts. All a vaccine does is tag a pathogen so your immune cells can seek and destroy. But if your immune cells are limping because they've been destroyed, their mitochondria inside the leukocytes are big eater cells. Macrophage means big eater cell. We're not working up to snuff. They can't kill the pathogen. And the real cause of death is mitochondrial death, which is aerobic death. And people need to grasp that the cytokine storm and the free radicals are the thing that cause your death. In fact, the infection is just a secondary thing on top of the mitochondrial dysfunction in the body. So a lot of people don't realize that this is basically like mitochondrial-induced altitude sickness, and it's caused by bad terrain. Just the same as every other disease has a terrain problem, doesn't it? Heart disease, cancer, dementia, they all have a terrain problem, right?
Yes, sir. In fact, one of the problems that you get into with your terrain is when you get acid, it contributes to that pleomorphic life cycle that has been talked about and documented by Gaston Nessens and Gunter Enderlein back in the 1930s, going back to Antoine Bechamp. This has been the competing theory over 100 years that the disease is within us and that the environmental insults contribute to change in our internal milieu from symbiotic to pathogenic.
Right. But see, the problem is that people, they know, in fact, even the research go back in the 1940s about the cause of cancer. This has been known for 60, 70 years. People need to understand that the reason why this virus is killing is because the terrain is bad. Seniors have no vitamin D, no intracellular minerals. They don't stop the RNA polymerase. The virus can enter your body because they reverse engineered the S protein to attach to the ACE2 receptor. It doesn't just damage your lungs. It can damage your brain, your nervous system, your bone marrow, etc. It's all designed to scare us into accepting vaccines that will sterilize us. And the virus itself actually damages your ovary and your sperm, so it causes infertility. People have to understand the agenda here, don't they? They need to kind of grasp that our medical system is sick, and the medical system itself needs to die, not just the virus. We need to have a revision of what healthcare is. This is not alternative medicine, it's integrative medicine. Every surgeon should know what you and I do. Every obstetrician, every primary doctor, every internist should know what we know. They don't, do they? They're blithering idiots, aren't they?
Well, the problem with the medical profession is they admit that they have any weaknesses, and so they're very one-dimensional. They would never admit that alternative medicine has a treatment or cure that they don't, which they do for viruses.
Well, it's even based on testing. We can do testing to prove what we say. It's not just like we have a conjecture based on kind of like some psychic higher power. We can do blood tests and imaging studies and so on to prove what we say is true.
Correct, and that's why we use biomarkers with the clinical studies that we're doing, where we use a combination of the plasma field and the pulsing electromagnetic field to lower cancer antibodies. So, for example, we had a patient in our clinic yesterday. He was recently in the hospital with pancreatitis, hepatitis, all because of lesions that formed between his pancreas and gallbladder. But last July and August, we found he had highly elevated NAGLase and even an elevated AMAS, which is the cancer antibody test. If he would have gone through the treatment, which we recommended, none of this would have happened because some of those tests, like the AMAS, can be predictive up to 19 months in advance.
Yeah, you mean before the cancer even takes off?
Correct. Before you can diagnose it by CT scan or MRI, we can treat it biochemically and get that AMAS test normal, which we have done.
Right. By the way, I have scanner technology, too, and I tell people, Michelle doesn't want me to post it up on the site, but I have broadcast antenna systems that can to contact me, but we can do it through the Sonic Life machine. I now have a new technology through the Lumen Photon pads. We can put the specific frequencies of NAGLase. But you've got oral therapies, too. Besides the other therapies, what's the oral therapy you use in order to get rid of NAGLase? And, of course, this is the primary molecule that's generated by viruses, bacteria, and pathogens to knock out your macrophage, so your immune system is basically paralyzed. But what's the oral treatment you provide to get rid of NAGLase?
We like to use the liquid Oracel, and we use it in combination with some supportive products, Phenomenal, to help increase the alkalinity impact with detoxification. And there's also an oral capsule called Alkaline. It helps with alkalinity. But the basic product is Oracel, the liquid. That's actually been patented for this specific purpose to lower NAGLase. And in the study we did with our patients, we looked at about 36 of them who had elevated NAGLase and went on the protocol. Within the first month, over 80% had a positive response to lowering the anagonase. Within 2 months, over 90%. So we found it to be extremely effective, and we will use it in conjunction with our photon protocol, particularly where the anagonase and the AMAS are both elevated, because we believe the combination or synergistic approach.
Now, if we had some of these approaches, for example, the ICUs across the country where they're trying to do what's called determining if somebody goes on a ventilator. I saw a video the other day, and I've been saying this for months now, that this virus actually induces what's called high-altitude sickness. It's only a secondary infection. This, a very smart ICU doctor in New York realized we're not dealing with a typical pneumonia infection in the lungs, which causes a problem. We're dealing with basically a high-altitude sickness that the ventilator may not solve the problem. That's why anywhere from 60 to 80% of the people that go on a ventilator, they don't come off, they die. They go from the ventilator to ECMO, which they die.
I think the current percentage is about 85%. So if you go on a respirator, I mean, you should probably kiss your life goodbye, because your chance of survival are getting off is about 15%. But
exactly.
That said, there was a hospital administrator in Milan, Italy, who developed this respiratory distress syndrome. And they used the pulsing electromagnetic field with him. He was in the ice.
That's how we're right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Come on back. I want people to understand what's going on here. We've got Dr. Greg Ford back for a couple of comments. He'll be back next Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is 3 o'clock Central and 4 o'clock Eastern next Wednesday. And we went over a lot of different drugs and so on and alternatives. I believe this is a train issue. That's where we get Dr. Dan Royal in, who's a DOJD over at the First Nations Board and a clinic at the Turtle Healing Band Clinic in Las Vegas. Again, you need an alternative or integrative medicine because, to be honest, the doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. And if you have these alternative therapies, for example, we just start off with simple things like vitamin D and zinc. Then we add polyphenols. Then we add things like antipathogenics, like plasma iodine, which is most important. If I get every American to just take plasma iodine and vitamin D and zinc, we could go back to work. I would just tell people, wear a mask so you don't get infected or infect someone else. But the first day or so, you're taking our plasma, our Neutrodyne and vitamin D so the virus can't attach or take over your DNA RNA polymerase. You're going to be infection-free. And if you do get an infection, it'll be so minor, it'll be like getting a minor cold. What we see going on right now is a terrain issue. We have a weakened population eating crappy food, I call famine food. Senior citizens are being kept partially alive in a senior home. They're often demented or have serious medical illness, all related to terrain issues, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, etc. They're all terrain issues, which means their cells or biology is screwed up by bad nutrition, isn't it?
Yes, and I believe that relates to something called the food deserts that most of America lives in now.
Well, we have basically food just depleted. I looked at the data from 1948 to 1994. Just for our agriculture, most of our minerals are completely depleted out of our food. Selenium, chromium, vanadium, etc. You look at all of them, you wonder, what the hell? When I have organic food, it tastes like real food. Like when I was a kid, I lived beside an agricultural college in Toronto, Nova Scotia, Canada. Food doesn't taste like food anymore if it's not organic. It tastes like pseudo food, like something made that's plastic food, you know, like for Ken and Barbie. It doesn't taste like real food. Dr. Royal, your comments, because you do a lot of things in your clinic that can help people with whether it's chelation therapy, IV nutrition, alternative medicine, cancer therapy, heavy metal testing, chronic pain, even prolotherapy to help their joints heal. People have to understand, this is not alternative medicine. It should be considered integrative. And every doctor should know what you know, and I know. It would probably take an additional 2 or 3 years of training. But doctors don't have integrative medicine unless they belong to an association like the American Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement of Medicine, or join things like a First Nations Board and start doing studies. They don't know what the hell they're doing, do they?
Well, everybody needs help, especially when it comes to nutrition and diet, very complicated. I had this discussion this morning with a cancer patient who asked that very question. And we do have a handout we provide to the patient whereby they can select the foods from anywhere from acid or alkaline. But if you want to get alkaline, this is why supplements are so helpful. It's actually very easy. You can use tri-salt in any combination or form, such as capsules, tablets, or powder.
Well, that's where we have our powdered C capsules and tapioca. We have that. We have our curcumin product that protects your mitochondria, our cell defense capsules and curcumin. We have the Power C calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, and we have our Power C capsules and powder. I have tapioca, ascorbic acid from tapioca, pantothenic acid, all the minerals, including zinc. People have to understand what you have to understand here is it's a drain of the population. It's no wonder we're getting sick and dementia and heart disease and heart failure. We're eating garbage and we're having calories with no nutritional value, right?
Well, that's why we have to balance it with more base. If people don't understand how important base is, because when you go to sleep at night, if you don't have enough base that your body needs, particularly your liver, to detox, because that's when it happens is when you're sleeping, your body is going to steal it from your bones, and that's what's creating the epidemic of osteopenia and osteoporosis in this country.
Right.
So that's a very simple thing to correct. And the other thing that works well for cancer patients, of course, is the ketogenic diet. But
right.
You can get into ketosis through fasting, even intermittent fasting can have.
Well, we have a couple of tricks here. We have a thing called Keto Power. And we have the Keto Power works very nicely. It actually will put you in a nice ketotic state. I have a scoop of Keto Power in my drink along with Mega Muscles Amino Acids and Sports Energy Light that raises ATP. And I have these little tablets. I have a bottle on my desk right now here. Called NADH, and if you take this, it actually takes your cells and gets rid of all damaged cells and mitochondria and replaces them. So two of these little tablets twice a day under your tongue or just crush them between your teeth, and guess what? Your body says, hey, I'll get rid of all damaged cells and tissues. It's like, you know, Donald Trump when he was the guy with an apprentice, you're fired. It tells your cells you're fired, get out of here. And when you do that, the body renews itself so your organs look like younger organs because the old damaged cells are gone. which, by the way, if you have the FOXO2 gene, which I have, you have 100 times more likelihood of being 100 years old or older. The FOXO2 gene increases the regular ability to get rid of old damaged cells. FOXO2, it's called. But you can make it artificially by simply taking any of the H tablets, and it gets rid of your old damaged cells and tissues. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I think the point that the audience needs to understand is that you don't have to overdose on meat and fats to get into a ketotic state. There are other ways to do that are more healthy.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, taking like maybe some of your products, ketogenic products, or even intermittent fasting. That's a much healthier.
Well, that's what I tell people, compress your diet so you're eating only between, let's say 12 noon and 7 p.m. Don't eat after that or before that. And I start having my diet, say, at 12 noon, and I eat to 7, and that's it. You don't eat after that. And you just have fluids, and you need alkaline fluids. And if you do that, that's in a sense intermittent fasting, is because most of the day you're not shoving calories into your mouth, which puts you into an acidotic state, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course, depending on what you're eating. But I think a lot of people, or I would say alternative practitioners worldwide, agree that it's better to eat earlier in the evening and not to eat late. That's because then it creates a problem. When you go to bed at night and you're resting, your digestion is not as active as it was during the day, and
right. That's
going to cause some problems for your liver, gallbladder, et cetera, that are working while you sleep.
Exactly. Okay, I want to hear from Dr. Ford for a comment here, because he had some additional comments before he comes back next Wednesday. Dr. Ford, we went over a bunch of antiviral drugs. We talked about a couple of them here in the last hour. But what people need to understand, this is basically a problem that the globalists created this panic over this because they wanted to panic so they could actually not deal with our bad nutrition or remineralize. For example, if they get potash from the Dead Sea and brought it and put it in our soil and we had minerals in our food, we'd have food with actually food value rather than food that's monocultured, genetically engineered. GMO food is freaking toxic. The body looks at it. Even pathogens look at it and say, this is not food. And the problem is we're eating GMO food more and more now, and the body doesn't look at it as like food. This is like literally calories without food value. Tell us about what your comments are on that, because I see this as a plan to not extend human lifespan, to reduce it, to reduce IQ, to reduce intelligence, and literally to poison us and even damage our brains. This is this copper green you're talking about. Ultimately, they don't want to just damage and rendition a few people like they did to you. They want to rendition everybody, so that basically they damage your core living waters that connect your soul to your mind, so you become basically a physical cyborg, a functionary servant of the super state, the global state, and even human reproduction is actually in a laboratory, and they stop intrauterine pregnancies. So all these women that were pushing for abortion, they have to realize, don't worry, you won't be able to have a baby in the future if the super state takes over. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's a good lead-in. Now, as far as I can tell, okay, and like I say, I want everybody to realize, as I'm speaking, I'm struggling here. 100% disabled, okay? So I'll start with the GMO issue.
Okay, yeah, we're going to come.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8222.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Volcar?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Just before you go, you know, I know you want to make a comment here. Dr. Ford, go ahead. You get an author of Midnight in Samara. You had a comment about something. I think I want you to start from the beginning, and then we're going to let Dr. Royal continue for the next couple seconds here so we can kind of complete the idea of how the terrain, your biology. We're not talking about cure. I don't believe in the word cure of anything. But I believe the terrain is why we're sick as hell, why we're getting heart failure, why we're getting dementia, why we have ADD, and why people are dying in ICU because this is an altitude sickness, which is the death of mitochondria caused by these viruses that are created super weapons to to attack our sperm and eggs, to sterilize us, but they also attack our brain, our heart conduction system, our liver, and other organs. So even if you survive this, like 1918, you get permanent damage to organ systems that can cause death or chronic disease afterward for decades. People have to realize that. And this is a terrain issue. It's a problem with our nutrition is crappy. It has been since the 1940s, getting more and more demineralized. We have more and more damn drugs. The Andrew seniors on 8 to 12 drugs. They're in a nursing home with no sunlight exposure. What the hell do we expect is going to happen? Okay? Your comments. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, a few years back, I was reading, one of my medical magazines, Industrial Medicine, all right? And this is just when the GMOs were making their entree onto the stage, okay? And so, of course, I suspected something. Being in the intelligence business, there's nothing straightforward, all right? You always be suspicious about anything, especially when it's given to you by a government official, okay? So when I saw George W. Bush stand up, this is at the National Press Club, where I'd spoken about 2 months before, and he said that he had pushed a bill that said that the public did not have to be informed of any GMO, okay, any GMO products, and it was all up to the producers or manufacturers of that food. He was supporting that bill to remove those warning signs from the labels. I thought, okay, you little weasel. All right, this is what you're going to do. Okay, this is how you're going to poison America. This is how you're going to poison the American people, people all over. All right. So I was looking through industrial medicine, and it said first sentence of our first article. It said, there's something about these new GMOs that everyone needs to know. It said GMOs, genetically modified what organisms? Okay. And GMOs are unsafe in any amount. All right, they're unsafe for the human organism in any amount. All right, they're unsafe in any amount.
Let me insert a comment here. I had a Scottish scientist, actually he was Indian, working in Edinburgh, Scotland, on GMO, and he actually had gerbils, and they fed Mani the corn, and they caused her testicles to shrivel up to nothing. It caused brain cancer and microcephaly. It caused diabetes, and the animal blew up like a balloon. It was obesity. And we know that when they did their own line in Europe, a lot of European countries, you know that it's against the law in Russia to have GMO corn and GMO food, and so does China. They won't take our GMO corn in China. Here's the Communist Chinese, and they know better. They won't take our GMO foods in China, and Russia will not accept anything GMO in their entire country. You know that?
Thank you for elucidating that. All right. Now, that's exactly what I read in industrial medicine, all right? So GMOs are unsafe in any amount for anybody, anywhere. And you might think, oh, well, how about GMO alfalfa for agricultural stock, feeding horses and cattle and so forth? No, they are not. There's a massive, massive situation going on, like in the African countries and so forth, where they're trying to feed
When you feed GMO alfalfa to cattle, they create a massive increase in pro-inflammatory fatty acids like arachidonate. So when you eat that food, your macrophages die and you form plaque and get heart disease or cancer. You know that, right?
Yes. Thank you again. And that's exactly it. But the cattle are dying. They're all dying in Africa. And it was because our big GMO companies, okay, everybody knows who they are, okay, Monsanto, Archer Daniels Midland and so forth, they all blackmailed and insisted and strong-armed.
Yeah, you got to correct the name, though. It's not Monsanto, it's Mount Satan.
Okay, Mount Satan or whatever. Okay.
Mount Satan, yeah, I like that. That's good comments. Well, that's really good intro. So I want to hear a comment from Dr. Royal on this, so stay right there, Dr. Ford. Dr. Royal, what do you think of this? The GMO thing is really evil.
Well, really, it's a crime against humanity because when the FDA went about approving this, they ignored all the data. They did not hold public hearings. They went in ahead and approved it without any toxicology testing. And we know that GMO is inherently stable. It is toxic. It causes...
And by the way, Mick Mulvaney, before he left, actually, under Donald Trump, is pushing GMO like crazy. And 5G network, which is electrotoxins, I call e-toxins. So the combination of that... And now forced vaccines, my God, we got triple toxins. We got E-toxins, we got GMO toxins, we got 5G, 60 gigahertz of blocks oxygen, nitric oxide, so it makes your mitochondria die. I mean, this is why when they launched 130,000 antennas in Wuhan, then released a super weapon, no wonder people walked around and fell over and broke their teeth as they went unconscious and died right in front of department store buildings. This is because of dual ecotoxins. E-toxins from GMO, from the disease, the virus, combined with e-toxin of the 50 gigahertz, 5G, 60 gigahertz that robs oxygen from your cells and causes you to get an anoxic respiratory cardiac failure, right?
Well, apparently it depends on who waves the most money in front of politicians. I mean, the fact that we have a system set up where politicians can be influenced by money is a definition of corruption, so that the needs of the American people who elected them are not being served. For example, we talked about vaccines. I had a patient request some data on it this morning, but there was an article just this last fall where the FDA admitted that there are cancer-causing agents in the NMR vaccine, and we know from a recent published study that the polio vaccine actually generated a vaccine-resistant strain of polio. It actually created a new type of polio.
Well, yeah, that resistant strain has been there forever. I mean, people never realize the actual wastes monkeys that supports the MMR has had the oncovirus in the vaccine since the 1950s. This is nothing new. These bastards knew this, didn't they?
As somebody who had Jonas Salk, Dr. Salk, as a family friend, I can actually testify, yes. Now, he was considered successful, okay, and he stayed a family friend for several years. But the thing was is that there was somebody named Dr. Sabin, okay? I believe he was on to something, you know, that was much more solid, much more applicable, given the polio virus, okay? And it appears is that finally, eventually, what we're seeing right now is that most viruses will burn themselves out, but how many thousands of people are going to be either crippled for life or destroyed, killed, murdered, okay, dead? So that's one of the things I picked up at the family dinner table with Jonas Salk. All right, so I guess you could say I'm hearing that right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Right. That's funny. So now, do you consider him a good guy or a bad guy, Jonas Salk?
Oh, I'd have to consider him a good guy because he was working with what he had on hand. Okay, and the reason I say that is that we didn't know really what we had, you know, what we were dealing with at the time in terms of a polio virus and how you talk about respirators. Hell, their idea of a respirator back then was an iron lung. Okay, so but the thing is I think he did the best he could, and here's why I think he did the best he could was because my sister was in school, middle school, with his son Randy Salk. Okay, so I know what a little bit of the thought processes were behind his research. So that's what I have to say about him. I think he did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right, okay.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212.
You mentioned on the break here, Dr. Greg Ford, about the F particle. And again, I think this is tied to it. You mentioned about these prion F particles. They are present in the inner mitochondrial space of the mitochondria, and they attach to the infoldings. They basically are necessary for response for ATP. So basically what you're saying, this virus actually takes a sprocket off the bicycle of your mitochondria so you can't make ATP. That's what I mentioned already. This is a mitochondrial ATP generation problem that basically causes aerobic death of your cells by destroying your mitochondrial production of ATP, period. It's basically an high altitude sickness caused by F particle induced destruction of your mitochondrial energy production of adenosine triphosphate. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And remember, as I said on your show, you know, in between all the dramatics and the espionage and intrigue, of a copper green, all right, that I feel is what's affecting the ACT, okay? I'm sorry, not the ACT, but the...
You're talking about the ACE receptor, just the entry point. See, it's when they get inside the cell, if it attaches to the mitochondria. See, mitochondria are 30 times more sensitive to toxic oxidative stress or things like the F particle. If you get something that can actually screw up the F particle so it actually doesn't allow you to generate ATP, guess what? The cell dies because it has no more energy. It goes into anaerobic collapse.
Well, as I said, I did make a mistake. I said ACT. No, it's ACE. Okay.
Yeah, the ACE receptor. Yeah. And then, by the way, the ACE receptor is always through your entire nervous system, your bone marrow, everything, and also your testicles and your ovaries. So when you attack the ACE receptor, you cause a drop in sperm count, and you can make people, especially males, functionally sterile, because males have more ACE receptors than females.
And I also mentioned yesterday the blood-brain barriers, okay, with the sarcoplasmic reticulum and the endoplasmic reticulum all affected. I believe they're all affected by this.
The barrier is only a metabolic barrier. It's not a physical barrier. It's a metabolic barrier. So I want to hear Dr. Ford's, Dr. Royal's comment on this, because this makes sense that it would actually shut down aerobic metabolism, doesn't it, Dr. Royal?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The biochemistry.
Yeah, it makes total sense here. So it talks about Quora.com. what are F particles in the mitochondria, okay? And I have the article right here, so I'm going to pull it open and see if I can pop it open further. It talks about what are F particles in the mitochondria, and again, our favorite particles. So it talks about a little discussion here about F particles. People need to understand this is very real. In the inner mitochondria, and of course, it talks about related questions and so on. This is a very interesting topic, isn't it?
It's a postgraduate discussion.
Well, the problem is it shouldn't be postgraduate for doctors. Doctors should be at least inquisitive enough to realize there's people like us who've been at this business for 40-plus years, and we're asking questions and realizing these things can be tested. For example, you can measure, I've been able to do for years, measuring people's aerobic metabolism there, and the simplest thing is what's called the zeta potential. You can use an electrode on the right wrist and the right hand, and it can measure the cell charge in your cell. It's called bioimpedance. And I used it in my office 20 years ago. And one of my buddies used it in the ICU. He could actually walk into an ICU, slap an electrode on the right wrist and the right ankle, and he could tell if they're going to crash and end up dying that night in the intensive care unit by measuring their bioimpedance of their body. Because your mitochondria and your ATP determines your bioimpedance. So if you want to see somebody who's going to crash in the ICU, whether they're on a ventilator or they're coming with oxygen like the Prime Minister of Britain, simply measure their bioimpedance, and if it's dropping, it means the ability to produce ATP is dropping because their mitochondria are dying because you've got these F particles screwing up their ability to generate adenosine triphosphate and their metabolism shutting off, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. You're more eloquent. But what I'd like to also make some suggestions right now about what is happening, given the fact that as we're holding this conversation, every 90 seconds an American is dying. All right, so they're becoming...
Yeah, but you know, my problem is I'm having a hell of a time getting through these politicians. I've been trying for 2 weeks to get through to Senator Cotton. He's ignoring me. I heard about the senator in Kansas. I'm going to try to get in touch with him. He thinks he's a real smart aleck and knows a lot about this stuff. These people are not medical doctors, not scientists, even the MDs I deal with. I would say 2 out of 1,000 actually have the brains and the ability and the desire to find the truth and act on it. Most of the rest of them, even if there are 10 of them, know the truth, they won't act on it because they're afraid of losing their income or their position or get persecuted or dying because they're going to tick off powers of B. You have to be fearless in this, otherwise you're no use to anybody. If you're not fearless, God's not going to use you, okay? That's the way it is.
Well, if you remember, as from reading my book, you'll find I was fearless. And believe me, if you start getting too close to an actual solution where you're...
Yeah, but you gotta be there's a combination. You gotta be fearless and you also have to be vicious. I'm a vicious bastard, okay? If you try to cross me, legally or otherwise, I'm gonna make an appointment for you to meet your maker. And I'm building not only non-lethal, but lethal weapons a lot more dangerous than guns. And if I have to release them through my friends to my other people, what they think they're gonna come after me with and what I got to come after them is the 21st, 22nd century stuff that'll make them meet their maker so fast they won't know what the hell hit them. Okay? So you got to understand Dr. Deagle is very ticked off right now when I see this thing happening to my fellow citizens and citizens of Earth. And the reason why I'm still alive and I haven't tried to threaten me, because let me tell you, there's a nasty side to Deagle. I'm not like most of my colleagues that are nice. There's not a nice molecule in my body. I will not lie to you to make you like me. If you don't like me, then go to hell. Okay, if you don't. But if you listen to me, I'll save your ass, because I love you anyway, whether you hate my guts or want to spit on me. But the way I'm constructed psychologically, like my ancestor Moshe, I will die for you, but I won't lie to you, but I won't put up a centillion of crap from anybody. If you think you're going to threaten me or cause damage, God help you, because believe me, I will arrange your appointment to see your maker. Okay? And my apocalypse engineer and I are building some new technology, and let me tell you, I'm not going to put it up and post it up on the site. But if you're a good friend of mine, I'm going to share it. And I have non-lethal things like simply taking paintballs and taking hot spices, injecting a small amount into each paintball and sealing it with super glue. You can do it yourself. You don't have to have me tell you what to do. You can just take a paintball gun like a Striker, about $300 with a little loader on the top, and you can just weaponize it. It won't hurt anybody or kill them, but it'll make their eyes burn for 2 days. They won't be doing a freaking thing to you or anybody else. You have to understand, people, we are fighting for our survival here. These globalists don't give a crap if they kill 90% of the population their companies are in. They're ready to sterilize us and convert the human population to cybots and sterilize us to the point where we can't even have wild reproduction of pregnancies in our wives or girlfriends' uteri. They want us to actually be submitting our gametes, even a punch biopsy of your forearm, to create human beings, they call our human bots, I call them, in a laboratory. And they want to genetically engineer them so that the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptors block so they have no desire for higher power or God. They want to make, basically looks like, they look like humans, but they actually are soulless. They've actually truncated their core living waters connecting to their soul. That's what these bastards are up to, okay? That's what they're up to.
Now, I'd like to make or give your listeners a list of names, okay? And they're all neighbors. They were neighbors. That's the
These are neighbors up in Northern California, right? People that you know personally, right?
Yeah. And the first one, okay, if everybody has their pen and pencil out, go.
Let me write it down here because I got my pen ready. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to print it. Go ahead.
The first one is Gary Webb. All right? I'm sure a lot of people are informed about who Gary Webb is.
Okay, tell me who Gary Webb is. Give us the names, okay?
He was the Mercury San Jose reporter who came out and said, hey, we are all being poisoned. We're all being sold massive amounts of opioids and dope, okay, by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. All right.
Well, the ones behind the carfentanyl coming in from China is this SAD, Division of CIA, to the tune of enough carfentanyl coming in last year, 2019, to kill every American. It's ridiculous.
He was killed right down the street from me. All right, he was and he was killed by two shots to the head from his family's single shot revolver. Okay, that means single shot revolver. It's not an automatic. It's not a semi-automatic. He was supposedly in his car, and he took his family revolver and shot himself twice in the head. Okay,
now, why would he do that? Was he going to deal with the hip or some kind of energy beam or something to commit suicide or what?
Well, when you come out with a story about George H.W. Bush and the CIA selling massive amounts of illegal drugs to support the CIA, you can see why he annoyed several people, all right?
Well, I have a feeling that, they suicided, but guess what? There's nobody more fierce or ferocious or nasty than Deagle on Earth. And I'll support and die for you, but let me tell you want to come for me, you're going to die in your own spit and vomit, idiots. And if you want me to shut up, you shut up out there. If you want me to shut up and F off or whatever, go to hell. Listen up, and I'll save your butt. Don't listen up, and you'll die. That's my word to you out there. If you don't want to like it, turn off the radio, go away, and suffer, and you will come under judgment, okay? End of the story.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.